This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Lorna Chirode Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Hillsdale Town Board resolved this month to move its bank accounts to Bank of Greene County. The switch from KeyBank to Bank of Greene County was boosted by a projected annual savings of $10,000 because the town's funds will now be deposited into interest-bearing free accounts. Supervisor Peter Chipkowski expects to complete the transfer of accounts by the end of the calendar year. The board also voted to renew service contracts with the Community Rescue Squad and the Columbia Green Humane Society. The contract renewal with the Rescue Squad will include a 1% increase, making Hillsdale's contribution approximately $107,000 next year. The contract renewal with the Humane Society requires the town to pay $35 per day per stray or abandoned dog. If the animal remains unclaimed after 10 days, the town is charged an additional $300, and the dog can then be eligible for adoption. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Dictionary.com has announced its word of the year for 2017 is complicit. The word meaning, quote, choosing to be involved in an illegal or questionable act, especially with others, having a partnership or involvement in wrongdoing, end quote, was chosen because of its impact on the language and as a symbol of the year's most meaningful events and lookup trends. Daily searches for the word at dictionary.com spiked for the first time on March 12th, with a 10,000% increase. That occurred the day after Saturday Night Live aired a parody ad featuring Scarlett Johansson as first daughter Ivanka Trump, peddling a perfume called Complicit. Lookups increased by 11,000% on April 5th, the day after an interview with the real Ivanka Trump aired on CBS This Morning, in which she attempted to redefine Complicit as, quote, wanting to be a force for good and to make a positive impact, end quote. Other terms that showed up in the website's trending searches this year include climate change, global warming, carbon dioxide, white supremacist, Nazi, neo-Nazi, anti-fascist, and Antifa. Read the full press release at dictionary.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Chatham Town Attorney Sal Ferlazzo announced at a recent town board meeting he intends to meet with the State Department of Transportation and CSX about the Albany Turnpike Bridge. CSX replaced the bridge, but the sight lines are now an issue after several residents brought safety concerns about the bridge to the board. The town planned to put a traffic light on the one-way span last year, but the plans have now been delayed by DOT. According to a letter from DOT to resident Adele Kleiman Levine, the state, quote, is aware of the condition existing at this location and is working with the town of Chatham to review the plans for the town's project, end quote. Kleiman Levine said the DOT could not tell her why the project is stalled. Ferlazzo said he hopes to meet with the state and CSX by the end of the month. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York that, contrary to predictions, the number of Democrats running for office in New York has not increased this year. The number of Democrats on the ballot for the general election earlier this month actually declined a bit. Politico reviewed every major legislative race on the ballot, including those for county legislatures, city councils, and town boards of municipalities with more than 40,000 residents. A total of 602 seats in these legislative bodies appeared on the ballot in both 2013 and 2017, and a candidate appeared on the Democratic line for 443 of those races this year. The party did not field a candidate in more than a quarter of the contests. 4 years ago, 453 Democrats ran in those districts. There is the possibility that more Democrats are running, but they are doing so in primary contests in the more liberal parts of the state. Politico only examined the general election. The results also suggested the anticipated increase in Democratic women running for office did not materialize, nor has there been a surge in the number of newcomers running on the Democratic line for state or local office for the foreseeable future. However, there was an increase in the number of Democrats launching campaigns for Congress. As of October 29th, non-incumbents had begun to raise money in advance of a potential 2018 run. Read the full story at Politico, New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.